And on this call, we have three phenomenal and brilliant speakers who will help kind of guide the discussion. And we'll start with Mr. Tom Steyer. Tom Steyer is the founder of NextGen America, an advocacy organization that acts politically to prevent climate disaster, promote prosperity, and protect the fundamental rights of every American. A business leader turned philanthropist, Tom believes that we have a moral responsibility to give back and help ensure that every family shares the benefits of economic opportunity, education, and a healthy climate. And fun fact, Tom Steyer was in Stockton with me and offered to help paint trash cans in our parks and in City Hall. So with that, I give you Mr. Tom Steyer.
Thanks, Michael. I want to thank everybody on this call for joining and also for fighting on the front lines of the fight for a more progressive America and for a healthier democracy. The people here who are going to speak on this call, Elise Hoag, Deepak Bhargava, Mayor Tubbs, may be identified publicly with different key issues, whether it's reproductive rights, economic justice, or climate change. But what's become fundamentally clear to me is that our progressive causes are interconnected because they are all fundamentally about the more equal, more just, and fairer country that we're trying to build. Our common campaign comes down to a single simple proposition. We need to take power out of the hands of the corporate interests and deliver opportunity to every American. At NextGen, we believe in our bones that every American has the same rights and privileges as every other American. What we saw in Charlottesville over the weekend, with white supremacy literally back on the march, we know it is more critical now than ever for us to stand together and to demand equality. At NextGen, what that means is we are constantly trying to build a broader progressive coalition to tackle these issues together. We believe we can only succeed in any one area by enabling people to assert their individual rights and freedoms across the board. If you take a look at the Republican budget, that's where they show where they care about, because that's where they show where they want to spend the money. The differences between the two parties become much clearer, and our values become much more distinct. We want to invest in the American people themselves. We want to increase access to good schools, to free lunch programs, to health care, and anything else which forms the foundation for a healthy, prosperous society. We want to protect the fundamental rights of all our citizens, from the right to vote, the absolute right of American citizens to vote, to the right to organize, to the right to negotiate for better pay, and of course for the right to choose. Every one of those fundamental American rights and freedoms is under attack, and we have to stand up for them. And we want to rebuild America, but in a smart way, a way that ensures healthy communities. We need to break the fossil fuel industry's chokehold on our politics, free our communities of polluted air and water, and in so doing, unlock a new century of prosperity with millions of net jobs at good pay distributed across the country. This is a health issue, and it's a jobs issue. And when we talk about how our coalition can advance our goals, we believe that we do it by returning to our roots. Old-fashioned, grassroots democracy. At NextGen, we're focused on two basic steps, organizing and storytelling. Organizing means giving people the structure and support so that they can show up at town halls, can call members of Congress, can lead voter registration, and can get out the vote. In particular, we have a program called NextGen Rising, which specifically focuses on engaging millennials in eight key states, whether they're in college or not. Millennials are the largest eligible voting bloc in the U.S. They traditionally have been underrepresented in terms of turnout, and we want to make sure they understand and harness the power of their collective voice. We're also trying to build on the work we did in 2016 when, with our partners, we registered over 1 million voters and knocked on 12 million doors. That's organizing. Storytelling. We mean the essential task of connecting our highest ideals and our best policy ideas with people's daily lives. We need to speak clearly and truthfully about where our deepest values are and relate them to people's hopes and dreams and fears. We hear a lot from people, and maybe many of the people on this call, wondering what they can do. At NextGen, we've worked really hard to make it really easy for people to get involved by visiting our website. If you go to www.nextgenamerica.org/act, you'll find a lot of great tools that will show you the most effective actions you can take and important events you can attend based on where you're located. If you just enter your location, our site will show you nearby town halls, rallies, and protests, along with canvassing opportunities. Our site makes it easy to identify your senators and representatives, track their votes, and find their contact information. It also provides resources that will teach you how to effectively engage anyone from your neighbors to elected officials, and how you can challenge corporate power every day. Right now, I especially encourage you to visit our website for details on how to join us for tomorrow's DACA Day of Action and the August recess week of action beginning August 19th. That's exactly what Mayor Michael Tubbs was talking about. We're going to have events happening in California, Virginia, Pennsylvania, and Nevada that you can sign up for. And you can also text NextGen to 82623 to get text message updates. This is just an example. It's one we've worked pretty hard on, but it's just an example of the kind of direct democracy that's key to building the positive future we all want. I strongly believe that our elected officials have to hear directly from their constituents, face-to-face if possible, so that they know that there's a far more powerful force out there than the corporate interests who, with their money, are currently holding the high cards at the table of influence. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you for that, Tom. And thank you for also giving us ways and outlets to use